It's the Barely Podcasting Podcast with your host, Barely. And he might bring along that stupid peeing dog, too. Hi, and welcome to the Barely Podcasting Podcast. This is your host, Barely, and this is episode number 21. Or you could call it episode number 20, part 2. Nah, it's going to be episode number 21. Actually, last week I know I had said I had half the show already done, so I put it out. Now I was going to put out episode number 22, or 21, which was just going to be the second half of that. Well, so much has happened since then that I really can't just go about do that. So it is going to kind of pick up from where episode number 20 ended, kind of go until now. So there's 10 days worth of stuff that can go on. And before we really get started, I am going to say once again, 29 is my lucky number. That's going to be the show I'm hopefully going to have a big celebration saying, yay, I'm so great, blah, 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 blah. No, not really. That's just probably going to be another episode, but I'm going to be like, I made it past 29, woohoo! So that's what 29 is probably going to be. But I just thought I would say episode number 29 is going to be like my lucky episode, I think. That's when I'm going to get like a billion, trillion listeners and all that kind of stuff. Nah, probably not. It'll probably be the same amount of people that normally listen, and I appreciate every one of you. So I better just shut up now before I get huge, grandiose ideas of where I'm headed. A few weeks ago, I had mentioned about this guy at work who just comes up and starts talking about nothing. He comes over and starts talking about Star Wars and stuff like that, but it's always the same thing, blah, blah, blah. I know you probably already heard the story. But now he's getting relentless. Anytime he's up on the floor, he's talking to me, and I'm now beginning to ignore him when he's there. I'll keep working. I'll be like, uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh, uh-huh, gotta do it, uh-huh, uh-huh. That's what I'm doing when he's there, and I'm working the whole time. He doesn't give up. So anyway, my friend Andrew, who I do Chat Buffet with at chatbuffet.blogspot.com, we started kind of instant messaging each other on, hey, look, do you want to do this? Do you want to go get lunch? It's like, well, no, and we started calling him Jabba, just because in the whole Star Wars trilogy, and I mean, we both enjoy Star Wars as well, Jabba just seems to be kind of like this overlaying kind of thing you want to avoid at all costs. You want to avoid Jabba the Hutt. So we started calling him Jabba. And then we're also using the United States Homeland Security color coding system as well. Okay, Jabba Blue! Jabba Blue! Well, Andrew has to be over on my floor a lot. He works a lot with my department. And so he'll give me a call and he's like, Jabba alert? I'm like, we're at blue. He's like, okay. But if I say, we're at orange, he's like, oh no, I gotta come down there. I'm like, I know, but it's an orange. And he's heading right where you would be popping out. And he's like, oh no. So he'll wait in elevators and staircases for this guy to leave. I mean, it is just really hysterical. I mean, I kind of feel sorry for this guy, but yet, come on. The guy's pretty much the same age as I am. And just nothing. I mean, that's all it seems like his life is revolving around is Star Wars. It's like, dude, there's a little bit more, and you gotta know when to pull off of a topic. I mean, just, come on, dude, please. You're killing the rest of us. So, yeah, now that I have to do that, it's killing me. And this kid is just always near me, and it's just like, oh. Well, fortunately right now, we're at Jabba Blue. The blues has got to come home. Yesterday, I had to say goodbye to an old friend. It was that rental car. Yes, I had to turn it back in, but I do not have my car back yet. Found out that the air conditioning wasn't covered, so I had to send the car off even longer to get the air conditioning covered. So, to that my rental car that I enjoyed so much, adieu. And in the 10 to 15, however many days I had you, I'm sorry I put so many miles on you. I think I put over 1,000 miles on it in like 10 days. No, I was under that. It was much under that, so I think I put 1,300 to 1,400 miles on the car. But it was a nice car. So, to my dear friend, Kia Sorento, adieu. Just how far can you take it away from the one who gave it? It's distorted and fake, this noise that you make. The show I'm going to be reviewing this week is going to be one of the shows that I met up with at the Chicago Podcasters Meetup at Blues Fest, and it's done by a gentleman known as the Philosophy Guy. Actually, he has two shows out, and so I'm going to review the one that's a little bit more predictable in its schedule, and that would be the PodSafe Music Comedy Countdown. This is one of the few music podcasts that I listen to. I listen primarily to spoken word. So that's more storytelling, those kind of things. And I think you've been able to notice from every show I've reviewed previously, none of them have really been music ones. This is the first one. He goes through and sees what the top five music in the comedy genre are being downloaded from the PodSafe Music Network, which is actually where I get all of my music for the show anyway. And all podcasts that you listen to, they pretty much all use PodSafe Music, which is either from GarageBand or from music.podshow.com. Those are the two main resources where everybody gets their stuff from. These are songs that are owned by the authors, and they're giving rights to podcasters to be able to use them. But what he does is he kind of finds novelty and just kind of funny little songs. I mean, nothing earth-shattering or anything along those lines. Just fun songs. I mean, you hear them, you kind of laugh a couple of times. And he goes through and looks at both GarageBand as well as Podshow, music.podshow.com, and looks into those categories and pulls down five, top four songs and does a little bit of an intro to them. I mean, it's one of the few music casts I'm actually listening to, just because it's kind of fun to listen to it. I'll admit it. I'm kind of a fan of Weird Al, and I have been known to record Dr. Demento on Sunday nights. So, oh, please don't leave me now. Yes, I have warned all of you more than once. I'm a dork. I'm not a nerd. This does not push me to the nerd level, which is two steps below dork. I still have geek to finish, so. But I am a dork. Does fit into my dorkiness. And I've warned you. I've warned you all. But yeah, this is actually a pretty good show. I mean, it was some good music in there, and the music is done very well. The music is actually just really fun to listen to. It's a lot. I mean, it's just a fun show. It's one of those shows that you can, if you're having a real bad day, you just throw this one on your drive home or something. They're usually about a half an hour, so it's always just kind of a fun one to do. And I highly recommend it. Again, it's just like every other show and every other show that I review, as well as all the shows I listen to. I think they're the best. What, you don't? Well, you still haven't seen my iPod yet, so I'm sure I have some bad shows in there somewhere. But yeah, you can check out the PodSafe Comedy Countdown at www.podsafecomedycountdown.com. I know, that's pretty self-explanatory, isn't it? But yeah, I did, again, this is kind of fitting in with the part two kind of thing. I did meet a philosophy guy and his wife last week at the Chicagoland Podcasters Meetup. So, hey, this is kind of a shout out to them as well. So, hey, philosophy guy, hope you enjoyed it. I will talk to you later. We're actually, two of us are talking about maybe trying to do a dual show kind of thing. Just maybe an episode or two. But it'll be kind of fun. And I'm still trying to work out all the tweaks. But yeah. But in the meantime, go subscribe to the podcast. Boy, I can't talk tonight. But yeah, in the meantime, go check out the PodSafe Comedy Countdown at podsafecomedycountdown.com. And remember, if you've heard it from me, and if you're listening for the first time to the Philosophy Guys show, I mean, drop them a line. Say, hey, barely podcasting, podcast sent me over here. I enjoy the show or whatever. So yeah, go do that. I mean, every podcaster likes to hear that there's a new person out there listening. So that's it for me on my review. I will talk to you all later on that. Why did I just say that? That was the dumbest thing I could have said. It's time that you let me back in. Cause I love you and forgive you. It's time that you let me back in, yeah. Okay, to move on a little bit more with my kind of geeky dorkiness. First of all, I will admit that I am a big fan of 80s music. course, I've forgotten a lot of what 80s music was, so I gave myself a little bit of a refresher course the other night. My wife, for my birthday, got me tickets to, and yes, I know, you're gonna rip me for this one, but the Poison concert here in Chicago. Yes, I like the band. It's kind of one of those guilty pleasures that you have. Don't freely want to admit that you're a fan, but yet at the same time, you really enjoy it, so it's like, hey, why not? So we went there. About 2 weeks ago, my wife found out that the opening act was going to be Cinderella. So, I mean, you're talking two big hair 80s glam metal bands that are still around. So I'm like, well, I knew a couple of their songs, Cinderella songs back in the day. So, I mean, it might not be too bad. And fortunately, they'll be the opening act. Well, we get there. I took a half day of work, and I took so much crap from some of my coworkers. They're like, oh, yeah, it's really life-changing music there. I'm like, hey, look, it was fun music. That's all I cared about. I enjoyed it. I still do. We get to the amphitheater, and we walk in, and I'm beginning to notice, oh, my God, this has to be the first concert I've ever been to where a majority of the people are over 30. And, folks, I've seen Fleetwood Mac. I've seen Pink Floyd, I've seen Metallica, I mean, I've seen big name acts, but never did I ever feel where it was going to be such a majority of people who were over 30, and a lot of them were trying to relive their youth or never really got out of the 80s, even though there's a part of me that still wishes we'd go back to those fashions. I like them, namely on women. I just thought it was very attractive on women, but hey, you didn't come to me for fashion advice, because supposedly, according to my wife, I have no fashion advice. I have no fashion sense, but yeah, that's kind of where my mind is stuck. But we get there, and it's like some of these people are wearing outfits that they wore in the 80s back when they were thin. I mean, it was just the complete epitome of people who have gotten old but yet still want to think that they're living back when they were, like, in high school and junior high and stuff like that. Oh, it was pathetic. It really was. I'm just looking around, and my wife is looking at me, and we're both just like, come on, people. That outfit was okay 20 years ago. It's not okay now. You gotta give it up. And we sit down, and there's this one band who's playing. It's a local Chicago band that's doing the opening for the opening act. I know, I don't get it either, but an opening for an opening act. And these guys were really pathetic. I mean, I could just honestly say this band would break up here in probably 3 weeks. That's just, it didn't seem like any of them got along, and they really weren't doing anything that was all that interesting. And they're trying to get a crowd that's not even there yet riled up. I mean, there was probably 20, 30 people, so I mean, we were maybe an hour early, because I was expecting a lot more traffic than there was at this time of day, but I also took a half day of work, so was able to get there earlier, and blah, 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 blah. So the second band comes on, and if you don't remember, Cinderella had a couple big songs, but the guy really almost screamed. Well, he comes out, and the rest of the band is new. It's pretty much the old lead singer and no one else. He kicked out the rest of the band, and it's all these new guys, and it's just like, okay, well, first of all, Cinderella was kind of a pathetic 80s band anyway. And these new guys, I mean, they're all tattooed up, and they're all trying to look all mean and everything. It's just like, no, that wasn't even the look of this band to begin with. They start off, and the lead singer gets up there, and he honestly couldn't sing anymore. It was pathetic. It really was. He has lost his voice probably 10 to 15 years ago. Can't sing anymore. And he's trying to still do it all like he used to. It's like, okay, now this is the epitome of trying to live in the past. You can't sing. And he's trying to do it, and about halfway through a line, a word, his voice just drops out and is gone. So I look at my wife. I'm like, okay, honey, let's just get out of here for a little bit. So we get up. And in the meantime, when we had left and we stayed away for like this band's whole act, and I gotta ask everyone's opinion, does an opening act get an encore? Because this band actually got an encore. You're a stinking opening act now. You don't get the encore. But they do an encore, and they do the only song that I know from when they were popular, and we're out like getting popcorn or something, and I think we were getting a beer as well, so it was just, it was kind of one of those things where you're like, oh boy, this is kind of sad. In the time that we left to the time we came back, the guy who was going to be sitting next to me, he gets there. Oh my God. I mean, we're looking at people who have honestly wished the 80s never ended. He comes in and is acid wash jeans, a mullet, and the only reason why this guy had a mullet was because, you know, mullet, business in the front, party in the rear. The business part is gone. So it's only party in the rear because that's all he has left. And I was able to get a couple good looks to see, is there stubble or is there hair follicles or anything? No, there was gone. It was just party in the rear. It's like, dude, if you don't have the hair, you might as well just shave your head. I mean, it would look a whole heck of a lot better. This honestly isn't like 1986. It's 2006, buddy. So I had to sit next to him, and he kind of had his one beat the whole time. And when Poison eventually did come out, I mean, they put on one heck of a good show. I mean, if you even just kind of liked the music at one point, I mean, it's non-consequential. It's nothing that's ever going to be earth-shattering. But yet at the same time, it's just kind of fun music that's easy to play and just fun. I mean, it's nothing that, I mean, Poison puts out just fun music that's just kind of, you sit there, it's like, okay, yeah, that was nice and that was kind of fun and that was it. But they put on one heck of a show. So, I mean, if you ever have an opportunity to see them, I'd highly recommend seeing them. They just put a lot of energy into it. I mean, very good entertainers from an entertainment point of view. But the guy next to me, it's a ballad. He's moving at the same pace as when it's a fast beat song. And it was just really kind of funny. My wife and I were both watching him. But one thing that I've been noticing more and more of during rock concerts now is they bring cameras there so that everyone can see kind of what's going on. Without a doubt, you are always going to get a couple women who are going to flash. That's right. You get to see boobies on the big screen. And these are big screens. I mean, it's like 20, 30 feet tall. Well, they get up to this one kid. I would say she was no more than 18. Didn't really have the body, I guess you could say, of what you would hope for in a flashing. But the camera comes up to her, kind of focuses in on her for a little bit. And she's kind of eyeing the camera. And then all of a sudden just pulls up her shirt. And my wife and I just kind of looked at each other. My wife's jaw drops. And I look at her and I'm looking at the screen. And I look at her and I'm like, what are you shocked at? She's like, she has no boobs. I'm like, oh, good. It wasn't just me that thought that. She's like, that chick had no boobs. And my wife was saying, if you had given me a few more beers, I'd think about doing that. And I'm like, damn it. Should have done that. But yeah, she would have done that if I would have bought more stinking beer and we could have tailgated. It was still a fun evening, though. Until the show ended and we're walking out with all these people who, honestly, I mean, the clothes need to definitely go to the Salvation Army because they have absolutely no right to be in the 21st century. But as we're walking out, neither of us had paid too much attention on where we parked. Stupid us. So we're wandering around. It was really funny. We're wandering around and I'm trying to chirp her car because she's got a remote on it. An alarm system. And I'm trying to chirp the alarm and I'm like, okay, this isn't doing anything. And she's getting ticked at me because she's like, I can't find it. And I have a rock in my shoe. And we're walking around for probably 20 minutes, almost to the point where we're just going to resign ourselves to wait until the lot emptied a lot before we found our car. We were not the only ones who were in this situation. It just seemed like there were a bunch of zombies kind of walking around going, have you seen my car? Kind of like Night of the Living Dead. Instead of saying, brains, we need brains, kind of going, where's my car? I've lost my car. And every so often you'd be hearing a car alarm going off or something where someone hit a panic button. Boy, and we got back pretty late and I had to go into work the next day. But still, it was a fun evening. And just thought I'd have to share that with you. Oh my God, I can't believe I had to hang out the night with a guy who had the half mullet. Just party in their ear. Boy, come on, dude, get a haircut. God, I sound old. Someone shoot me. He's got to come home. Hey folks, it's me again. It's Friday night. And what am I doing on a nice Friday night? Well, besides the fact that I got to pick up my car, which still shakes when I get over 50, so I need to get new tires tomorrow. Don't ask. Just please don't ask on that one. But I'm having to clean the house because my wife got an itching to do a barbecue with both families and all this kind of stuff. So I'm having to clean the house. And I actually had to take laundry down, so that's why I'm able to record a little bit. Also, I think this is going to get me out of some of the bad part that I'd already recorded that I really wanted to get rid of anyway. So this has given me an opportunity to actually come down and say, oh my God, I do not like Friday nights when it's been a rough week and I could have to come home and clean house. I mean, come on. I can understand if we both worked full-time jobs Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, that whole spiel. She has kind of an offset schedule. So this week she was home. Let's see, she worked one day during the week. So she couldn't get this done, but she had a garage sale. And so it's just, I'm having to rant a little bit on this one. I mean, where I work, it takes me a long time to get to. I have to be allowed to come home and relax at the end of a busy work week. Come on. I can't even have a drink or anything because it's like, okay, you need to do this and this and this and this and this. Kind of wish I had a clone. And speaking of clones, and I know that is really an obvious segue, I've just recently got hooked into J.C. Hutchins' Seventh Son podcast novel. So I'm going to dump his promo here. I had to do something kind of leading up to it, and this just was perfect. I couldn't just go through and say, oh yeah, here's the promo. I had to kind of lead up to it, because actually, if I had a clone, the clone would be doing all the housework right now. I'd get the benefit later. I'm a pathetic pervert, aren't I? Hey, I'm married. I'm supposed to be this way. Okay, folks, here's the promo for J.C. Hutchins' Seventh Son. Really good audio book, so go check it out. But here's the promo, and I'm actually mentioning it. So, yeah, that's it. I will catch y'all later. And if you hear the vacuuming in the background, that's not me. That's the wife. She's up 2 flights of stairs from where I'm at right now.
The President of the United States is dead. He was murdered in the morning sunlight by a 4-year-old boy. Those are the opening words of Seventh Son, Book 1, Descent, the podcast novel written by J.C. Hutchins, and it doesn't let up from there. Join the legion of Seventh Son fans who are already following the story of 7 human clones, John, Father Thomas, Kilroy 2.0, and the others, as they hunt down the man behind the president's murder, the man they were cloned from, codenamed John Alpha. David Muldaur, critic for thedragonpage.com, hails Seventh Son as a taut, tense sci-fi thriller. Gary P. Dilly Leland says, I definitely recommend it to anybody out there who's a sci-fi lover. Even Scott Sigler, author of Earthcore and Infection, says, Seventh Son's opening episode is the shock and awe of audiobooks. The first 5 minutes will have you hooked. So subscribe to the audiobook everyone's talking about. Join the descent. Find Seventh Son at jchutchins.net and at audiobooks.com.
Yesterday, the family and I went out to a birthday party for one of our friends' kid who just turned 3 years old. So it's like, okay, no problem. Well, the party starts at 6. And it's like, okay, 6 o'clock, not a problem. It's kind of an evening thing. And we get over there, and they have all this stuff inflated, and that we were told there were going to be fireworks at night. It's like, okay, so maybe 10 o'clock at the latest when everyone's going home. Well, you're hanging out. You have a couple beers. Kid runs around, has fun with other little kids. Everything's perfect until we have dinner, which is all Mexican, and I don't like Mexican food. I don't like it at all. I'm having to, like, nitpick and find little things here and there that I can eat, but nothing of really any substance. And we're playing a few bags of bago, cornhole, whatever you call it. It's the one where you're standing about 30 feet apart and you're throwing bean bags into this thing that's about 30 feet away from you with a hole in it, and you're trying to make the bag into the hole, blah, blah, blah. That's cornhole. There's actually there's an association of cornhole something or other that I just found out on the web, but so it is officially called cornhole. But I played a few games of that. Got my butt whipped in that. Like I said, had dinner, had Mexican, so I really didn't eat too much of that. But I begin to notice it's getting dark. They've just cut the cake and everything. And it's like, okay, why are we not, like, opening presents or anything? I mean, it's a 3-year-old's birthday party. So they're not doing that. And then the fireworks are supposed to start at about 9:15. At 9:45, it's pitch black out, and everyone's wondering what the heck is going on. We're supposed to see the fireworks over the house that we're at, and I'm waiting and waiting and waiting. Still no fireworks. Eventually they come on. It's 10 o'clock at this point. They start shooting off fireworks and we couldn't see a thing of them. They had all the fireworks low, so we couldn't see them over the house. We didn't want to have to take everybody over to the park where this was taking place, which was pretty much the backyard of this house we were at. But they have a big fence and trees, blah, blah, blah. I couldn't see it from the backyard, so we're all in the driveway. The only time we got to see anything of these fireworks was right at the end, when they're doing the finale and actually shooting things into the air. My little girl is sitting there for the entire time. I mean, we could see the smoke. We could see the sky kind of lighting up. She's like, hi, smoke. Bye, smoke. Ooh, smoke. I mean, that's all she can see. And so she's thinking that's fireworks. Boy, the kid is going to learn so much here in the next couple of weeks with the Independence Day celebration here in the States. And after that's done, it's like maybe 10, 15, 10, 20, and we go into open presents. It's a 3-year-old's birthday party, by the way. It's 10:15 at night, and I'm getting tired, let alone the kids who have been just running balls to the wall for the whole evening. I'm sure they're exhausted. But we go in and open presents at this point. And it's like, oh my God, why didn't you plan this out better? I mean, these are people who plan everything out to the most minute details. But they didn't plan this one out. So we're opening presents at 10:45. We eventually finish. It's like, oh my God, I'm exhausted. To anyone out there who has real little kids, if you're going to plan your party in the evening, open presents much, much before 10:15, 10:45 at night. I like to get home from a 3-year-old's birthday party before midnight. Okay, well, at this point of the show, we're getting pretty close to the end, so I figured I would check up on where everything's at. I have gotten several emails. I've actually gotten a lot of emails, a lot of back and forth kind of stuff. I've also gotten a couple new features, but let's go through the emails first. Okay, I got one here from Steve and Dawn, and they are at the For What It's Worth podcast, which is at www.stevendawn.com. Actually, a very good show. They're out of the Sierra Nevada mountains. But the letter goes, hey, Barely, loving the show. Keep at your wife. She'll come around. She can talk to Dawn. I'm sure Dawn would be able to express how much fun podcasting is from a female side of it. This next point, he is referring back to episode 18 where I went to the Sox game. He said, I wish I could have been at the A's game with you. When I was younger, I used to ride BART into Oakland and sit in the bleachers and watch the games. Can't tell you how much I miss the ballparks. One of my goals is to see the Cubs at home at the famous old-time Wrigley Ballpark. I hope I can do it before they build and move to a new park. Cubs ain't going anywhere, Steve. I can honestly tell ya. And I think I'm using that as a double-edged sword as well. They're not going anywhere towards the playoffs, and they're not moving away from Wrigley Field. It's a national landmark. They can't tear it down. They really can't touch it too much. They've seen what's happened with Soldiers Field, and that's where the Chicago Bears play. So they're not going to do too much to that. So you don't have to worry about that. But, yes, hey, Steve, yeah, get out here. You have to go to a game there to say you've been there. Then come down to the real park, the way ballparks are now set up, which would be nice old Comiskey Park, which is now called U.S. Cellular Field. But you ask any cab driver and you say, take me to Comiskey Park, they'll know exactly where to get you. That's where the good team plays. I just can't let that rivalry go, can I, folks? Also got an email here from Wendy from Gabberjaw. She's referring back to the last episode when I was talking about that jerk who was a radio personality. She took a guess and she said she named a radio station, which is a local Chicago radio station. So I'm not sure many of you would know which one it was, but she did say Steve Dahl. And unfortunately, no, it was not Steve Dahl. It was someone with the ABC affiliate radio station here. Probably as close as I'm going to get to naming it on the show. No, I'm just going to come out right out and say it. It was Rokon. He was the one who was just a huge jerk. Sorry, Wendy, you were close. I kind of see the two of them very similar, but yet very different. So, yeah, that was Wendy from Gabberjaw. Got another email here from Kevland Olson. is at the Kevland.com podcast. Actually, I had just started trying out Second Life. I'm still trying to figure out what the big attraction is to Second Life. Everyone's like, ooh, I'm in Second Life. Ooh, I'm in Second Life. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm there, and it's like, no one's there. So it's like, okay. Also, I don't know who half the people are, so that kind of sucks. But I'm still trying to check it out. Anyway, I bumped into him in Second Life, and I'm kind of talking with him. I'm like, do you know anything of what's going on here? He's like, no, I'm new here as well. So, but yeah. Kevland drops me a line, and yes, he was having problems trying to find my RSS feed, and this is actually a perfect leeway or segue into why you should be going to barelypodcasting.com. Since the last show, well, the past two shows, we'll say going back to episode 19, I've added two new features to it. First of all is a MyChingo account, and folks, if it's worth doing, it's worth doing for free, and I found a way to get the MyChingo for free. The way MyChingo works is if you have a microphone, you can send me an audio message, and actually several people have. I've actually gotten a message from Corby, and if you want to listen to it, it's actually pretty funny. You got to listen to the end, but it's actually really funny because all of a sudden everything kind of goes south on them. Yeah, so Corby from the Twisted Pickle is there. Also have Michael Bailey. He's actually the creator of MyChingo. So, yeah, he left me a message as well, which is really cool. And also I got Adrian from The Gas. And Adrian was, as soon as he saw it, he's like, oh, how'd you get that? I want one. And I kind of wanted to say, dude, you got to actually, like, do something for him. But I couldn't. I actually had to tell him that there is a free way to do it. You only have about 2 minutes of record time, but most shows only have that when it comes to their MyChingo. They'll pay for up to 30 minutes, but yet at the same time, they only use maybe two. So I didn't think I was making a big sacrifice there. Also, I have just put up onto the site, and this is within the past 24 to 48 hours, I put up a shout box. I found a way to get a shout box for free, but then again, I'm still trying to tweak it, trying to see if I could get longer messages out of it. But still, I got a shout box, and it's free. Again, if it's worth doing, it's worth doing for free, folks. But that's there right under the MyChingo, so you can actually type me a message. You can put in your email there, too, and it'll leave a little cookie so you don't always have to be putting in your name or your email. But it's another way that you can get in touch with me. I will be a little bit more active with it, and you can talk with actually the other listeners as well. I'm going to try to stretch this thing out so it's a little bit longer. Again, folks, I'm still trying to tweak all this stuff out. So, I mean, things could be changing here in a little bit. I have kind of changed background color just because I was getting sick and tired of the white. But I'm not sure if I like this green either. I'm looking at my website right now. I'm like, ugh, this kind of stinks. So, I don't know. I mean, drop me a line at barely@barelypodcasting.com and let me know. Hey, try tweaking your website by doing this or try doing that. I am definitely not a designer in any sense of the word. So, I mean, it's just kind of something I'm throwing together and trying to make it kind of look kind of cool. But I look at it, I'm like, that kind of looks kind of pathetic. Okay, after I recorded that, I started talking with Adrian from The Gas, www.thegas.ca, and I began to talk with him about my frustrations with my website. And so what he did is he majorly tweaked it. He kind of corrected a lot of screw-ups that I had done. He had also cleaned up a lot of the code, cleaned up a lot of the area. So Adrian from The Gas is really the designer of this website. He took what I had and made it a lot cleaner, made it a lot nicer. The site now, actually, I'm kind of happy with it. So Adrian, I really appreciate it. He also told me to say to any other podcaster out there, if you're looking for some help with your website, let him know. And you can email Adrian at mail@thegas.ca. So he definitely said any other podcaster out there, he would definitely help you out with it. And what he did for mine really cleaned it up. Hopefully you don't remember what it looked like before. It was just minor things here and there that made it look so much better. So Adrian, I definitely appreciate it. Thank you very, very much. Also, I did want to mention, I'm probably in the next couple shows, I'm going to start pulling out everything I've gotten to get my wife on. We had a discussion the other night, and I'm like, come on, honey, why don't you just try once? And that's all I'm asking. She's like, no. So I'm thinking it's going to be 6 to 8 months of just me whittling her down before I can get her on to the show. But I did want to get everybody's information out there, or get all the stuff out there who have sent in and who have sent me messages to give to her to try to get her on. So I did want to say I do appreciate that. So yeah, I am going to be putting all that stuff onto an upcoming episode here. Not sure exactly which one yet, but it will be one coming up here in the near future. And like I said, she's not going to be on anytime soon. I'm sorry, I was trying to really hype that thing up, and boy, that just I kind of fell flat. Good thing I'm not in marketing either. But yeah, if you want to leave me a voicemail, drop me a line at area code 206-666-2660. And you can leave me an email at barely@barelypodcasting.com. As well as you can come over to the website at barelypodcasting.com and leave a comment on a show. You can type a message in the shout box. Actually, I have Joe from Dallas and Adrian from The Gas have both already been talking back and forth on there, as well as Philosophy Guy. All three of them have been talking more than I have, and it's mine. But yeah, hey, they're right there. Leave me a message on my Chingo. I might throw a couple of them on there. I might throw Corby's on there, actually. And speaking of Corby, I know I'm bouncing all over the place here right at the end. I did want to thank him for the bumper from episode 20. That was him. And like I said, I just kind of threw that last piece there. And if anyone was wondering why my voice changed, I did the initial recording on my setup here at home. That last bit, I recorded on the iRiver. So that kind of tells you the differences between the two. It was actually one of the first recordings I've done since then. But yeah, I think that's pretty much it. Again, I appreciate everyone for calling in, writing in, sending me a quick message. And holy crap, I'm already up at 40 minutes. This could be an hour-long episode. But I did want, for those of you out there who might be hearing about this podcast and portable media expo coming up, looks like I'm not going to be able to make it. And there's a few shows that that went last year that I would really like to see again go this year. So yeah, go over to the Twisted Pickle. Donate some money for him to get going there. Also go over to Nate and Die. I know they're also kind of strapped as well. Donate some over there as well. I mean, let's get both of these really fantastic podcasters out there who really want to go but really can't afford to make it on their own. I wish I could be there, and unless I can get my wife to go to Cancun. Was it Aruba? I don't know where her work friends are saying let's all go. But unless I can get her to do that, I'm not going to be able to go to the podcast expo, which I would really love to do. But it doesn't look like it's going to be in the cards for me this year. I'll have to actually start saving up dimes and quarters and maybe go in 07. But yeah, knowing my luck in 07, no one else is going to go that I know. So I'm going to be the only dork standing there going, hello. I just know that'll be my luck. Anyway, I'm just going to sign off now. I appreciate everyone who's come over. But yeah, please go over. If you have a little bit extra to donate for Corby or Nate and I to get out there, go and do it. And also, as well, you got to go over and listen to the Pod Safe Comedy Countdown. You got to listen to the Philosophy Guy. I mean, he's actually pretty funny. I know you'll enjoy it. And the music you've been listening to on this episode, as well as last week's episode, is The Blues Has Got to Come Home by Tommy Z. So I had to put that in there since it was Blues Fest that we all met up at. So I had to find a halfway decent blues song that kind of represented Chicago blues. So I hope you enjoyed it, and yeah, go over to music.podshow.com and check out Tommy Z. He has a bunch of good stuff out there as well. But yeah, go over to music.podshow.com and check out Tommy Z. I mean, he puts out some excellent music and some really good blues music. So if you like the blues, definitely go check him out. And I think that's pretty much going to be it for me today. Again, thanks for listening, and I apologize if I've just been rambling on this episode. But hey, that's my life sometimes. It's just a big, long ramble. I'll talk to you all next week as I get back onto my regular schedule. And until then, have a good week, and I will see you all later. Drop me a line.
Two authors, two podcasts. podcast novels. Two brain-bending visions of a present day gone bad. In one, a man is battling for his life and his sanity against a talking, thinking disease. In the other, seven human clones pursue the ruthless villain from which they were cloned. Two stories, worlds apart, but these worlds are about to collide. Scott Sigler and J.C. Hutchins, the minds behind the hit podcast novels Infection and Seventh Son, Descent, are tearing down the walls that separate their stories. And they want you to be part of the mayhem in their groundbreaking crossover contest called Share the Pain. Listen to Infection and Seventh Son. Listen carefully for the moments when their stories intersect. Enter the Share the Pain contest at podcastpickle.com in July to win unspeakably cool prizes, including guest appearances on their future podcasts and more.
This is J.C. Hutchins. You can't enter if you don't listen to both novels.
And this is Scott Sigler. So become one of the infected. Join the descent. Subscribe to Infection at scottsigler.podshow.com.
And Seventh Son at jchutchins.net and podiobooks.com. And listen
to Share the Pain, bitches.